first time here in Macomb?
It is, actually. I'm somewhat embarrassed by that because my wife is a graduate of Western Illinois, but I was in the Marine Corps until last summer. I grew up in Waterloo, Illinois, which is down by St. Louis, Missouri. And, I've maintained my Illinois residence, and we just got back last summer in June, so we started the campaign up in July. Illinois is a big state. I haven't had a chance to get to all the counties yet, so this is my first time visiting here, but definitely happy to be here.
Why just getting right back to Illinois? Did you jump in and run for a statewide office?
Well, I've always been a bit of a politics junkie. One of the things that I had the opportunity to do in the Marine Corps was I was actually the military legislative assistant for Congressman John Klein. He's a Republican from Minnesota, but I spent a year in Washington, D.C., seeing how that dysfunction looks up close and personal. And I felt like, you know, it's something that there's nothing magic about it. It's something that all citizens can do if they're willing to put the work in. The reason I'm running for attorney general is I strongly feel that our state needs an attorney general who's not beholden to the insiders in either political party if we're going to have an attorney general do anything about corruption. And while I am a conservative guy, I believe in limited government, individual freedom, religious liberty, and a respect for life, I was not recruited by the Republican Party. So my loyalty is going to be to the people of Illinois and the Illinois Constitution, not to the political insiders in either party. And that's really what you need if you want an attorney general to be able to transform that office and actually do something about corruption.
We have an attorney general who comes from maybe the most powerful family in the state. I mean, how do you go about unseating a Madigan?
Well, I think the people of Illinois are ready for something different. I'm going to run a different type of campaign. I think that that one of the biggest threats we face as a country and as a state is the toxicity and level of venom that we have in our politics. So I'm not going to demonize Lisa Madigan. I've heard she's a nice lady, and she's actually, I'm willing to admit, that she's done some good things for veterans. She's done some good things on consumer protection. But the question is, what do the people of Illinois want? Lisa Madigan, at the end of 2014, will have been our attorney general for 12 years. So as people make their choice between me and Lisa, I'm going to ask them to consider the following. Over the last 12 years, has our state become more dysfunctional or less dysfunctional? Has our state become more corrupt or less corrupt? If you're satisfied with the status quo and you want more of the same, by all means, vote for Lisa. But if you want somebody who's going to transform the Attorney General's office into an entity that can fight corruption and an entity that can actually provide a meaningful check and balance against the power of the executive and the legislature, you need to give me the opportunity.
Would you like to see changes to the Livestock Facilities Act in Illinois? That's a big issue around here, is the size of some of these livestock operations and the controls, the regulations over them. Do you think there should be some stricter regulations?
Well, I will be honest, I am not familiar with the text of that act, and I don't think it's the Attorney General's job to actually make policy. I think the way there's an Attorney General equity is if that act is restricting the freedom of Illinois farmers to actually make their livelihood, you know, then I think it would be the job of the Attorney General to potentially challenge that law. Really, what I think the Attorney General has to do is focus on anti-corruption. It's something where, because I'm not going to owe any political allegiances and I don't have an insider perspective, I can actually do something about it. My background in the Marine Corps was I did a lot of litigation. I was the head prosecutor for the Western Recruiting Region. And one of the things you learn as a litigator is that people's perception of fact and reality really is controlled by their subconscious biases and by their emotions. So if you are a political insider and you've got 20 years of deal making, or you've got family and friends that are in positions of power, you're subconsciously going to be inclined to give them the benefit of the doubt. You don't have the requisite independent mindset that you need to assess and do something about corruption.
Can you talk more about now your road to November, you know, where you'll be making stops? I kind of emphasize what you will be talking to constituents about. Of course, you already kind of touched on that, but just more, you know, in detail at all.
Well, Illinois is a big state. One of the challenges that I obviously face is not being a known name in the state of Illinois. I need to be traveling a lot and getting around and making sure I meet with as many people as I can. What I'm going to tell the people of Illinois is, you know, they're not just making a choice between me and Lisa Madigan. They actually have the opportunity to vote for three things. They're choosing between Lisa and I, but they're also choosing what kind of attorney general office they're having. You know, whether it's one that just focuses on consumer protection and freedom of information, information, or an attorney general's office that does anti-corruption and acts as a check and balance to the legislature. The third thing that they're actually voting on is whether or not they're satisfied with the political systems we have in Illinois. You know, I think all of us, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, we're all frustrated with the leaders we have right now. We sit around our tables wishing that we could have leaders based on their competence, not their connections, their message, not their money. So I'm giving the people of Illinois that opportunity to vote on something different. I'm not a political insider. I don't have a political pedigree. I'm just the son of two school teachers from Southern Illinois. And I wasn't recruited by the Republican Party. I'm doing this basically I'm getting support from citizens from across the political spectrum. My campaign manager is a former Democrat. My former communications director was fiercely independent. All the people of Illinois recognize that the status quo, our current political system, just isn't working. So I think they're going to be willing to trust me and give me the opportunity.
You mentioned the Freedom of Information Act. Are you satisfied with how that's written right now, or do we need more to help citizens gain access to the government?
I'm satisfied with how it's written right now. One of the problems with the Freedom of Information Act is no matter how much transparency we require, we're never going to have complete information, because deals get made that are not at public meetings. They're made in the back rooms. They're made based on phone calls. And that's why you really have to, you know, if you want somebody who's going to do something about anti-corruption, you've got to trust somebody who's not a part of the political combine, not somebody that's up there and has the network of connections.
Would you try to educate local governments on that and the Open Meetings Act so they understand that most of this information should be made public and that decisions should be made in public?
I think the Attorney General's office needs to be a bully pulpit where we can start holding government accountable. When I was talking minutes before about how I think the Attorney General's office needs to be a check and balance, you know, one of the things that we have a real problem with, I think, in our legislature is a lack of transparency. Speaker Madigan can just bring bills straight to the floor without them going through committee. So I think one of the things that I would do as Attorney General is urge some changes to the legislative rules. I'm also looking at putting in place a policy where I would not defend legislation that does not meet minimum transparency requirements. So the Attorney General, you know, I think really has a role to play in improving the good government of the state.
How do you measure minimum transparency requirements? What will you be looking for?
Well, I think you need at least a week's worth of time between when the bill is read for the first time and when it's actually voted on. The deal with the pensions fix, I thought, was unconscionable. How that bill, that pensions overhaul, was announced, what was it, the day before Thanksgiving and then voted on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. You know, it was basically that whole process was put forth so that people would not be paying attention. And that's, you know, that to me is the prime example of how, you know, our government in Springfield is dysfunctional.
What about the redistricting referendum that people are trying to get on the ballot in November? Are you in support of that?
Oh, I certainly support the Fair Maps initiative. I don't agree a lot with President Obama, but he actually he was right on that. He was talking about how we should have our legislative districts drawn so that they're not safe Republican and safe Democrats. And I think that's good for our democracy. We need leaders that are going to be able to get votes and support from across the political spectrum. So I definitely support the Fair Maps.
One other thing that's an issue around here is coal mines. It seems like some of these mines get their permits renewed even though they're violating, for example, their water pollution permit hundreds of times. How do you crack down on these and make sure they don't get their permit until they're following the rules?
Well, the Attorney General's office does have a role to play on the environment, and I will take it very seriously. I'm actually, you're talking to somebody that lives in Southern Illinois, and he and his family drink well water. So I'm very concerned about the environment. I actually have a track record of working on environment and energy issues for the Obama administration. I'm a Republican, but while I was in DOD, after I did that congressional fellowship that I talked about, I was actually assigned to the Office of Secretary of Defense working on energy and environment issues. So, you know, in addition to talking to somebody that was the prosecutor in the Saddam trial, you also happen to be talking to somebody who moderated a panel discussion at the 2010 United Nations climate change negotiations. So I've got actually a record on the environment that I'm proud of.
Where in southern Illinois are you from?
I'm from a small town called Waterloo. It's in Monroe County. It's about 20 minutes from St. Louis, Missouri. I grew up there. I left in 1989 to attend the United States Naval Academy. And then I went to law school, actually, at SIU Carbondale while I was still on active duty in the Marine Corps. And after my time in the Marines was finished, this is kind of how, you know, this should be your first clue that I might just be crazy enough to be able to help fix the state, is when my time in the Marine Corps was finished, my wife and I decided that we wanted to bring our family back to Illinois. We had job opportunities in Virginia. I was at the Pentagon at the end. But we actually came back to Illinois because Illinois is the state that we both grew up in. It's the state we want our two little boys to grow up in, and it's the state we want to, you know, fight to make a better place.
Have you, as a citizen, fought against coal mines in Waterloo, that area where you grew up?
I have not. I just got back in June of 2013. You know, I was on active duty for 24 years after I went to the Naval Academy. So since I got back in the summer of 2013, I've been a full-time candidate. I actually switched my law status to inactive with the state of Illinois because I think taking on the Madigan machine is a full-time job. I don't think I don't have enough free time to be doing anything else other than being a full-time candidate.
Anything you want to add?
Well, I just say, I would just say that the people of Illinois will have the opportunity to choose between Lisa and me. I'm asking that they trust me, that they trust a retired Marine, not the Madigan machine.